name is what? My name is my name is
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, this hour's Way Back Wednesday, sponsored by Dairy Queen, because rest assured it'll be DQ'd sometime between now and 3 p.m. as we continue to roll on, as
not
Nick
my
is
list.
In the driver's seat for hour
Maybe
number
Barry's,
two.
But not mine.
My list is perfect.
Yeah, his volume's perfect, too.
Oh,
he was in the break.
Done that plenty.
Just absolutely stroking himself on how great his list is.
God, my list, I can't wait for you to tweet it out so everyone can bask in the glory of the greatness of my list.
Nick's computer is locked up. He's not able to tweet
I'll
it out
do it.
Today.
I'll do it. He can just RT it from his phone.
Okay. Sounds good.
No, that's too much work. I don't want to do that.
That's why I was hoping you'd do
nope.
it.
Nope. Oh, my God. You can't copy and paste? That's
nope,
too much work?
It.
You probably have to fix all of Joel's spelling mistakes, though. So
mine.
That could take some time.
Yeah, okay. All right. So we covered some of free agency. Rockets play tomorrow night. Warriors playing without Steph Curry, it became a story. And some of you Rockets fans need to slow down a little bit. I'll preface it by saying this. So Steph Curry had a big 30th birthday party last night,
uh-huh.
I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Part of which, I guess, he sailed in on a sailboat to make his grand entrance. And then they tore it up a little bit. So basically, seeing maybe the condition of the guys and knowing how much fun they had, they called off practice.
Okay.
For the following day.
All right.
Which I think is today. Now all these Rockets fans are like, they don't respect the Rockets. They're not going to even practice because they think they're going to walk right into the championship round. It has nothing to do with that. But it's very cool if a coach can understand in a long, grueling season that sometimes you let off a little steam. Sometimes as a group, it's a family bonding session that maybe, you know what? Maybe you take a day off of practice.
Exactly.
I'm fine with it. I think Steve Kerr is a good coach for doing that.
These are some of the best athletes in the world, some of the best basketball players in the world on one team. If they miss one practice, trust me, they're going to be fine. These aren't eighth graders where it's like, oh, God, one practice, that's going to kill their season. It's fine. It's one practice. It's not a big deal. Everybody takes a day off of work every now and then. Not a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, in the case of Curry, he wasn't going to practice anyway because he's still trying to get back. They say he's going to miss four more games before he comes back. So essentially, with the way the schedule plays out and the way the Warriors look right now, by the time he comes back, the number one seed may already be wrapped up by the Rockets, so you guys can relax there too, and then realize that this is a team that doesn't necessarily feel like they have to have home floor throughout because they've been there, done that, which the Rockets have not. So you just roll with it. Each team is different. You know, I think D'Antoni would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of coaches would. They would recognize that this is probably a team-building thing that took place the night before, that they all got together for his birthday and had fun and cut loose. And, yeah, much ado about
nothing. Barry?
Uh-oh, what?
To the topic we were just speaking of, and Nicholas.
Another dead dog.
This just in, which basically, dare I say it, wraps up the number one seed for the Rockets. Klay Thompson now has a fractured right thumb.
Ooh.
He will be out 2 weeks. He would miss the next 7 games. He will be reevaluated on March 22nd. So Curry out, Thompson out. Good luck, Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. But they're playing the Lakers tonight, who have won 8 of 10. And oh, by the way, it just takes one or two more, and the Rockets will have wrapped up everything, and then they can start resting players too.
If you're the Rockets, you're thinking, there by the grace of God, go we, because that, and they did. No, the Rockets have had their own injuries.
That was a battle within the battle that will be have been won.
This could not have come at a worse time for Golden State.
Right.
I mean, they're not that, in terms of being the cream of the crop and the elite of the elite, the fact that they had lost two in a row, that's, you know, and then they had a couple weeks ago on Valentine's, they lost to Portland, so it's not like they're untouchable or unbeatable.
No. And
Curry's out what? And through
Curry's out for the next 4 games.
And
so
Thompson's going to miss the next 7?
Thompson's going to miss. He's going to be reevaluated on March 22nd. He had only missed one game in the entire season, and that was just for rest in January.
Man,
now
lucky.
He's going to miss the next 7 games.
They're lucky.
Games.
They play the Lakers, the Sacramento Kings, the Phoenix Suns, and the Spurs.
Oh, yeah.
That's a gimme. next four games.
Well, if Kawhi plays against no Curry, no Thompson.
I'm telling you, the Spurs don't impress me at all.
They don't impress you.
I know you guys are going to try to get me to buy into the Spurs before the end of the season.
Saturday night game 2 weeks ago, that was a three-point game, and basically no Kawhi, and they were dinged up then. They hung in there. With Golden State on national TV. Yeah, so it's possible.
They also lost to the Lakers.
I get it.
They've lost. I mean, dude, I'm looking at their schedule. They're losing to all the good teams. That's why I'm telling you the Spurs don't scare me as a Rockets fan. They're beating teams that aren't that good. They beat the Grizzlies. They beat the Magic. They lost to the Rockets, the Thunder, the Warriors. They're just not beating the good teams. Lost to the Lakers.
What makes me feel better is that, we talk about Mike D'Antoni all the time and how he doesn't put trust in some of the players in the rotation.
Yeah.
When you bench your entire starting lineup, I mean, how much trust does Popovich have in some of the players on the roster?
Last time I saw that, Kevin McHale did it. Rockets a couple years ago.
Did he really?
Yep.
Wow.
Benched the entire starting team within a couple of minutes.
There's certainly a trust factor that you have to consider with the Spurs right now, at least the lack of trust that Popovich does not have, has in some of the players. So I still think they'll make it to the playoffs, but I tend to agree with you. I'm not scared of them.
Yeah.
I'm just not scared of them as much as I have in the past.
It's one of those things where we've been saying it about teams like the Spurs and the Patriots. There are these teams are going to have a bad year. You just can't maintain this forever. Every team goes through this where they've got to rebuild or reload. Some do it faster than others. I mean, you look at teams like the Yankees and, those are teams that they may have a few down years, but then they're back again. And the Patriots seem to be like, as long as they have Tom Brady, they've been consistently good. But I think the Spurs are one of those teams where they're going to have to get rid of some of these old guys that slow them down and they'll be fine. But it's going to take a few years.
The bottom line is you get to the point where you almost think it's just a given that every year they're going to make the playoffs and every year they're going to be the Patriots or the Spurs. But it's a reality at some point. You're going to either have a down year or you're going to fall, come down a little bit. Maybe you have a hard fall and go all the way back and have to finally press the reset button. But the run that you've made, and I think Nick said it the other day on the show, but Popovich hasn't missed the playoffs since, I think, like 98?
No, well, 97, 98.
I think Barry mentioned that.
Yeah, the last time that they didn't make the playoffs was 97, and he took over the next year.
Unbelievable run, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
pretty ridiculous.
And you know what? If Kawhi comes back, look, and I know they had a tough schedule, I still think they find a way to get in unless they don't want to. Because, look, that's the other thing with Pop. He's a realist enough to say, too, if they're really dinged up or he just thinks that it's just not in the cards, he'd rather play for the lottery pick. He just won't admit it like Mark Cuban and, watch the Spurs get some kind of ridiculous top five pick.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. That would be what would happen. They'll miss the playoffs. They'll have two ping pong balls and they'll get the number one pick. And just, damn it, they'll just be right back where, they used to be, which is among the best of the best.
Yep.
But the other thing that I'm not really buying is the fact that even if Kawhi does come back, he's going to have to get into game shape again. That's going to take some time. He's going to have to gel with his teammates. That's going to take some time. Where does he fit in on the court? Who was taking over for him in his minutes and how that all, they have to rework everything. It's going to take some time. And what are we, 2 weeks left in the season? 15, 16 games per team left?
Yep.
That's not a lot of time to get that ready to go for the playoffs, which is, again, another reason why this team right now doesn't scare me if I'm at the top or near the top of the Western Conference.
I've told you, if he has the pieces to play with that know his system in a seven-game series, I just think you have to be leery of the fact that he can take things away to make that a long series.
I'm not discounting Pop, but they don't win it every year. Pop's a great coach, but even with a healthy Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge, they're not winning everything every year. So
they beat the Rockets.
He's a great coach, but he's only going to be able to do so much.
I agree, but they beat the Rockets without Kawhi Leonard, which was
a completely different Rockets team. Completely different.
A little bit.
It was James Harden and what?
Well, I mean, Eric Gordon.
Who didn't even start.
Basically, it was everybody with the exception of adding Chris Paul, Lukumba, Mute, and P.J. Tucker.
It wasn't a bad team that they beat, though. I mean, you had Harden, you had Gordon.
They were still favored in the series. The Rockets were.
Yeah.
Not this team. It's nothing like this team. This team can actually play defense. This team actually has an inside-out game. This defense. Team, yeah, I mean.
For sure, it's a night and day difference on defense. All right, other news of the day as we go to break. Joe Thomas, the mainstay offensive lineman of the Cleveland Browns.
Texan. Oh.
Retiring.
What?
Yeah, he's what? Done. He's throwing, the Wisconsin grad is throwing it in the
boy,
towel.
I bet Cleveland is double pissed because they were also wanting to try to go out and grab Nate Solder.
Yeah. As we mentioned, the Honey Badger is going to be cut by the Cardinals because he wouldn't take a pay cut. Klay Thompson fractured thumb. Memphis finally makes it official and fires Tubby Smith after two seasons. Look for Penny Hardaway to be in play there. The Browns have signed Carlos Hyde, but still considering Saquon Barkley.
Did I miss something? Because this texter has sent this a couple times now, and I didn't read it because I thought it was already resolved. But he's like, what are the Vikings going to do? Just hike the ball to Dalvin Cook? It's pretty well known right now that Kirk Cousins is signing with the Vikings.
3 years, $84 million, all guaranteed.
Okay. I'm just making sure I didn't miss any news where that deal fell through and it's not going
to
happen.
And you guys said Bridgewater did go to the Jets, right?
The Jets, yeah.
McCown re-signed there to be the starter, but Bridgewater will get a shot. And cornerback Patrick Robinson of the Super Bowl champion Eagles leaving to go to the Saints on a 4-year deal worth $20 million. So at least the Eagles are losing someone on defense for all the guys that they've added to make that defense even better. We'll continue to roll on as we're in hour number two of the 3-hour big show. Nick has got hour number two of Way Back Wednesday, artists with one name, pre-2000. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5. Let me do the damn thing.
What's my name? I hear that. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Usual Suspects, hour number two, 3-hour extravaganza. Nick, hour number two. I did now hour number one. Barry, hour number three on the way back. Artists, not groups, artists with one name, pre-2000. Hyphens count as one word. There, I think we've clarified most all of it.
So, did you modify your list?
No, not yet. I have to take out three, so I have to add three more.
Oh, so you still haven't done it?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Running out of time.
At least your list hasn't started yet.
No, you're getting close. You got one left, two left, and then you're going to be in trouble. List is pretty good so far, Nick. I got to admit,
it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Lauren Pope says, "Y'all shush and turn the music up. I'm ho dancing in the car driving down the road." Well, all right, that's what we want to hear. Way back Wednesday,
top down and
in
top
full
off.
Effect. There you go. So there you have it.
A couple texts coming in on the text line. Eric said, "Do you guys think teams overplay injuries just to give guys extended rest?" No. Mm-mm.
Well, I think Popovich can. In the past, he's been liable to put a couple guys on a national TV game on the.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, oh, he's got a sore knee. He's going to sit out.
That plantar fasciitis can pop up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but that's different than, oh, Klay Thompson is going to miss 7 days.
Yeah, this is legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that when they were doing shots last night, he slammed a shot on the bar to be first, and pow, right. There it goes.
Somebody texted the show, "Happy Steak and Mouthy Day." Just call it that. I
oral
don't know.
Gratification
can't
Day.
Can't say yes. BJ?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he just did.
And the
can
bear.
Can you say name oral BJ. Gratification?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you guys want to call it. It's March 14th.
Can we just call it Oral B?
Call like it Steak Day in my house. Yeah. That's it. But happy that day to all the fellas out there. I hope you get a lot of steak and a lot of
Oral-B.
A lot of the other. A lot of steak and sides. I don't know.
Depends on the serving size, Barry.
Yes,
it
does indeed.
Whether it's the side or it's the main course. You never know.
It does indeed. I hope you guys took care of your woman on Valentine's.
Why are we going to Valentine's?
Because it's the month later. February 14th, that's why today is steak and...
Okay.
What are we calling it? I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say that.
I think it's
that
too
name.
Late. There's no turning back now.
BJ Surhoff, I don't think you can say that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Good call, former brewer.
Yeah.
And Oreo.
Yeah, you like that?
Good job.
Yeah.
So looking at the other things across the state of basketball, we talked and sports. We talked about last night some good fights last night in the NBA.
Yeah. What's up with the Lakers and the Nuggets? Are they just going to have a couple of MMA teams?
Blood. Yeah, they got some bad blood. But I don't know. You put it on the list, and I looked at it because I didn't see the game. Julius Randle and Jokic got into it last night. I think Jokic took a dive.
You think he flopped a little on that? You think so?
Yes.
He flailed about.
It was
a
foul.
That's a big boy. If that little shove, now, if you could be off balance, which I think he kind of was, so I think he sold it a little bit going down. But you're a big dude. You shouldn't be. Julius Randle shouldn't be throwing you around like that.
That's my point.
Yeah.
There was a foul.
If that was Dwight Howard or, you know, another big, strong guy, okay. That's not.
No, if Steven Adams hits you,
yeah,
you might end up in the first round.
What's his name? Clippers, DeAndre Jordan. Big strong guy. No, then
he's
okay.
Not that strong.
What?
He's not that strong.
Okay, let him punch you.
That's fine. He's got a reach. It doesn't mean that he's strong.
That's a big dude.
Let me tell you something. When that kid was growing up in high school here, he'd work out in our gym, and he took he couldn't get like 10-pound dumbbells up on the incline bench press when I saw him.
Bet he could do it now.
Blake Griffin got him his money. They said he hated to work out. He had no desire whatsoever to be in the weight room. And when he got to the Clippers, he and Blake were friends. And every time he hit up Blake to see what was going on, Blake was in the weight room or the gym. He started working out more and got a whole lot better, got a whole lot stronger, and got a whole lot paid.
So you're telling me Blake Griffin is stronger?
I would bet Blake Griffin's stronger than DeAndre Jordan.
Because he's the one that seems soft to me.
No.
Just dirty.
No.
No? Okay. No. Somebody suggested we just call it Ben and Jerry's. I like that. Steak and Ben and Jerry's Day. Okay. I like that. Somebody said, today's my third anniversary going to Perry's for the steak. Wife is Prego AF. Ain't no BJ Sir Hoffman for me. Wow. Sucks to be you. But that I would think, hold on. That's backwards, isn't it? If your wife is pregnant, I could see not having sex.
Although a lot of people swear getting, by it.
And having the BJ Surhoff. But the other way around doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Not having the BJ Surhoff? That's like, why?
Some people swear by it.
Is the baby coming out of your mouth?
I think we've had this conversation before. It creeped me out that when Lisa was pregnant. It's just
we haven't had that conversation.
Yeah, I think we have.
Did you? Was this a discussion you guys had?
It has to come up, right?
Yeah,
it's going to come up anyway. But at the same time, I felt like I could give like a concussion to the baby or something.
Right?
It creeped me out.
Yeah, I don't know if I
that's
would.
That's hilarious, man. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. At least not yet.
That was bothersome to me.
I would have that conversation.
I would feel like because I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're hashtag blessed, you do run the risk of punching the baby in the face. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want the next, you know how they give you the sonograms and the pictures and you can see, like we saved all of ours to Taylor. We don't want Taylor, like, you know, or the baby pictures wincing like, meh. Yeah, exactly, right.
The first baby born with a black eye.
Yeah. Like, what happened? Wait till I get out and give you that baby's arm for that baby's arm you gave me.
What happened? I don't know. Punched my baby in the face before it was born.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that.
I mean, that's definitely something you're going to go around bragging about, because if you could reach the baby, yeah, you are hashtag blessed. I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know where the baby sits. Maybe not.
Some people had like a...
I'm not an anatomy guy.
I was like,
But yeah.
A lot of things you can do. That creeped me out.
I think I would be in the no camp for having sex. Now... Yeah. Because also, it would have to be...
First of all, it's like riding a moonwalk if you're on top.
Well, I was going to say, well, either way, you got, you know...
Welcome to the bouncy house. Then you better have a little distance to get to.
Because
you
if she's on top...
You better have gained an inch or two on the...
That's true. You're going to
weight loss challenge.
You're going to need to lose some weight. But I would think missionary is out. Not doing that.
Even with an extension cord, I don't think
her on top, probably not. So it would have to...
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of a...
Don't look at me, man. I got no answers.
Be kind of heavy. Be like, man, this is hurting my hips. Like,
There's obviously one way that some babe are just as heavy, though.
Babe, face the wall. I'll get behind you. Like,
yeah,
that one makes
would
the
be
most
the
sense.
Easiest access.
Yeah, you're definitely not doing it like dogs because she's not going to hold herself up for that long. She's probably just going to have to face the wall and just spoon it out. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's not a thing. Me and my wife don't want kids, don't have kids, and don't plan on ever having kids.
And the cats don't factor in here.
No, not in the least bit, Joel. That's weird to even think that they would be in the equation.
I just said they don't factor in here.
I don't know why they would even come up, but yeah, that's not a, I don't know. I have friends that have had pregnant sex.
Oh, I had friends that were on this show talking about it, going, no, they swear by it. Nope, not me.
No, I couldn't do that.
No, sir.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No. All right, so hopefully that guy gets the BJs are off.
Yeah, because I didn't realize we've been saying what day it is, and I didn't realize today was that day.
Yep, March 14th.
You're calling it the BJ Sir off, and I'm calling it the Oral-B.
Okay.
Nick, what are you calling it?
I'll go with Oral-B. Wednesday. I ain't trying to get in trouble.
Wednesday?
Okay. I'll stick with Oral-B.
So you took this after Absolutely. We looked it up.
Well, I'm making my list on the fly.
My favorite of his songs.
I said you could use it.
No, it's all right.
I said I'll allow it, but you didn't want to take it, Joel.
Because I know it's your guy.
Somebody said after all the pregnant sex we had, my 2-year-old dodges like a ninja. Good.
Like, bobbing and weaving?
Yeah. Going to be a boxer one day. Just missing the jab.
Floyd Mayweather in the making.
That's what it was. Floyd Mayweather Sr., a lot of pregnant sex. Floyd Mayweather Jr., can't hit him.
Greg Stick the Beer Man says Stick the move. Doctor said that the wife and him having sex when the baby is close to full term helps move things along. We had 2 kids and had sex during the entire pregnancy. Too much information, Greg, but glad it worked out for you.
Chris said, y'all are dumb today. My wife couldn't get enough when she was pregnant both times. She even celebrated the day today, the BJ's her off day while she was pregnant. Our steaks are in the fridge currently. Chris. First of all, Chris, we're not dumb. We're just speculating over here.
Yeah.
You're dumb, Chris. Also, happy steak and BJ's her off day.
Enjoy your meat.
Playboy.
All right. We'll take a break for halftime and come back with a whole lot more. As always, you are the usual suspects. You want to join us, HR&P listener line 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half. It's ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
Dirty South. Can y'all really feel me? Fellas. East Coast. Fellas. West Coast.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half of a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, and Joel all present and accounted for. You guys, too. I don't know, Barry, if you checked with Nora yet or not.
Okay.
But I can tell you, based on the passion and vigor that my wife tries to chime in on when I'm doing my list for Way Back Wednesday, that there is no doubt she will be fired up to participate.
Nora could care. She couldn't care less.
Really?
About Way Back Wednesday or the show.
Lisa loves music so much that she's like, really? I'm in. I'll
Nora,
do it.
Nora's, all she, you know what her answer is going to be? Every time, Selena.
That's it?
That's it.
She just loves Selena?
That's it.
There's no other Latina artist that she's...
I mean, prior to 2000, she couldn't name you 3 groups off the top of her head that she would listen to prior to 2000 to begin with. So it's definitely going to be a struggle. You're going to be way better, Nick, on when spouses do Way Back Wednesday than I will.
Really?
Yeah. Because she's that bad at it. I'm probably just going to have to make the list and lie to y'all.
She's probably listening right now.
No, I'm telling you. She doesn't listen to the show. Why do you think I say all the crazy stuff I say?
I was wondering.
You think I would say that if my wife was listening? I mean, her brother listens sometimes. But he's cool. He don't care.
Yeah, no way. I thought you said occasionally he'll pass the word on.
Oh, he'll say something every once in a while. Yeah. But, no. She's no interest in any of this. Doesn't like sports. Doesn't like music.
For the most part, Lisa doesn't. She's not into it. She always gets home and asks how the show was, but she doesn't really care.
If we did like your top, 10, top 8 Candy Crush levels, she's in. That's all she does. Just plays Candy Crush and reads Yahoo News. Who uses Yahoo? This will tell you how bad technology.
For news, I'm sure she's not using it as a search engine.
No, she goes to Yahoo. That's where she starts the internet. her internet starts on Yahoo. I'm like, what are you dialing in via AOL to get to this? What are you doing? This take that from a woman that eats what are those stupid ass malted balls? The Whoppers.
Whoppers. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the life I live with her. Whoppers, Yahoo, AOL, and Candy Crush.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
I guess. Could be single.
Yeah.
Hey, that's could be worse.
Could be Brandon and sending 85 texts a day.
Is he texting a lot?
A lot of them, and they suck. Yeah. He's the one that also thought the Vikings didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well. I like how Nick doubled down on his song there with Aaliyah and Timberland.
Yeah, but both that doesn't one word
names.
Me.
No, it doesn't. Both one word names, though.
Yes.
I like how you doubled down on that.
All right.
That was pretty cool. Okay, you guys ready?
He checked with us twice during the break.
Yeah.
To verify.
All right, you guys ready for round two of Who Said It?
Yes.
Who Said It? Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking? After one round, Nick is in the lead 3-2.
Because I'm a champion.
Which means, Nick, all you have to do is just agree with Joel, and you can't lose this.
All right, that's what I'm going
to
do.
But you can, because you have to go first every Who other said that? Question.
And this I is did. My game, and I'm going to allow Nick to go second.
Go ahead, no, Nick. Take Jalen again.
All right, here we go. Round two, in case you didn't know what's going on here. Stephen Hawking passed today. So one of the brightest minds to have ever walked the earth. Well, that was a poor choice of words.
Now you're going to hell twice.
One of the brightest minds to have ever lived. We'll just put it that way. And then there's Jaden Smith, the complete opposite. So Jaden Smith is known for weird quotes like most trees are blue. He once said, don't worry, bae, I'll talk to you about space-time over FaceTime. These are the things Jaden Smith says on Twitter. But he also says some things that sometimes you'd be like, wow, that might make sense. So I'm asking Nick and Joel to pick who they think said the quotes. Their choices are Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking. So here we go. Round two. All right, Nick, you're going first on this one. Every 7 years, your body is completely replaced with entirely new cells. So just because you look the same doesn't mean you are. Who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith?
I'm going to say Jaden Smith on that one.
Okay.
Say it again, please.
Every 7 years, your body is completely replaced with entirely new cells. So just because you look the same doesn't mean you are. Who said it?
Stephen Hawking.
All right. Nick wins that.
Yeah.
He said it too.
No, I didn't. I said Jaden Smith.
He said Jaden Smith. You trying to go with him?
Damn it, no.
All right, number two. Who said it, Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking? Life would be tragic if it weren't so funny.
Jaden Smith.
Stephen Hawking.
Joel wins that one.
Dang it. Sounds like something dumb that Jaden would say.
Yeah, it does, right?
No, I'm giving him more credit than I gave before this contest started.
All right, number three. Who said it? Stephen Hawking or Jaden Smith? The lack of emotion in my face doesn't mean I'm unhappy. Joel, you go first this time. Who said
it? I went first last time.
No, he went first both times.
Jaden Smith.
I went first last time. I'm going to say Stephen Hawking.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, he wins. Nick got that one. It was Jaden Smith that said, the lack of emotion in my face doesn't mean I'm unhappy. All right, number four.
Should have known it was too obvious.
Yeah. Number four. I enjoy all forms of music, pop, classical, and opera. Who said it? Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Yes. You guys both got that one.
I just want you to know I went first the past three rounds. So.
Yeah, he's gone first every time.
No, he didn't.
Which you should be going the opposite of everything he says if you're going to catch up.
No, because... Okay, go ahead.
All right.
He's so mad right now. You are competitive, Joel. You are.
Wait, I admit it.
Hyper-competitive.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, the last one. Who said it? Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking? If I had to choose a superhero to be, I would pick Superman. He's everything I'm not.
Stephen Hawking.
Jaden Smith.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah!
Wow, Nick, you really...
Nick's up three.
No, he got 4 out of 5 in that round. It's 7-3.
He's up 4.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Fine.
Yeah. You're going to need to run the table.
Nick used the hyphen in one of his
330.
Answers.
Yeah.
He's disqualified.
At 3:30, we got the last 5 quotes. Who said it, Jaden Smith or Stephen Hawking? Joel's down. He really needs to run the table.
Double points, final round.
Yeah, at this point, you're just going to have to go opposite of everything he says.
I don't have to, but
yeah, I mean, you kind of do, but all right, you don't, I guess.
Yeah. I'll take the L. I hate doing that, so I'll have to. I'm going to be huddling.
Do what?
I'll be huddling with my crew trying to conspiracize right game plan.
Does this surprise you, though, how hard it is to determine?
It is.
Because you think
Jaden is deep.
Some of it is deep. Now, if I read you some of the other ones, like these won't be on the finals.
Blue trees. I'm thinking a lot of this crap's going to be like, wait, you know, just easy.
Here's some other Jaden Smith quotes. These won't be in the final five. If newborn babies could speak, they'd be the most intelligent beings on planet Earth.
Yeah, see, that would be an easy one for me.
Yeah, because that's just dumb.
Remember, Jaden Smith had Google. Okay, Hawkins didn't.
Yeah. School is the tool to brainwash the youth. If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. We need to stop teaching youth about the past and encourage them to change the future. And I'm glad that our distance makes us witness ourselves from a different entrance. What? That you definitely say after smoking weed.
Or someone is schooling you about your lack of history.
That's
like he probably got
true.
Criticized about not knowing somebody back in the day and he got aggravated.
But yeah, those are
Hawking's whole story though is unbelievable simply because not only was he hyper intelligent, what an unbelievable mind he had, but after being diagnosed with ALS, your life expectancy, and I've had friends that passed away very quickly after being diagnosed with ALS. You're not supposed to live the amount of time that he lived. I mean, would you say he was diagnosed in the 60s?
Yeah, 60. I think they said he wouldn't live past 63. 1963.
Yeah, at like the age of 21, he lived into his 70s.
Yeah.
So that in itself defying the odds. Unbelievable. And he was on like that 70s show and played himself and obviously used the voice... voice synthesizer, whatever, on the computer, but he could laugh and make jokes and everything like that. He had a sense of humor. He was an amazing dude.
Yeah, I hadn't even tried to read his book, and he was talking about that. Like they said, that for every equation that he put in his book, that he was cutting the sales in half because people just wouldn't be able to grasp it. But you talk about there are some amazing people on this planet. I mean, we were talking at the break about the one-handed MMA fighter, Nick Newell. When you see, what's his name? The guy that just did the combine.
Shaq Griffin.
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of these guys and the hand that they're dealt, no pun intended, and in life, and a guy like Stephen Hawking, and you could just be like, yeah, whatever. This is going to get the best of me. And it's amazing, man.
Thing to persevere. It's another thing to overcome it and to just blow it out of the water. And that's what those guys do. That's amazing and did in the case of Stephen Hawking.
So yep.
We'll continue to roll on. We appreciate you being a part of the show. If you want to join us, get something off your chest you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick.
All right. If you're hungry... You still got time. Get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Man, I'm pumped about next week. We're going to be out there for March Madness at Cowboys and Indians. So everybody's going to come out. I know you are. I know you suspects out there listening are going to come join us for March Madness at Cowboys and Indians. And I'm excited for those of you that have not been out there yet because you're going to absolutely love this food. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. And if you don't know what Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is, you haven't been paying attention. And two, it's a mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means you have your choice when you look at the menu. On one side, it's got all the Southern comfort foods like chicken fried steak, wings, sliders, burgers. And on the other side, it's got the Indian food that you're going to love. They're known for some of the best butter chicken in Houston. Their lamb vindaloo is outstanding. And all of the Indian food recipes have been passed down by Haas and his family through the generations and perfected in their kitchen at Cowboys and Indians. Get out there and try it. One of the favorites for the usual suspects, all three of us that we love, is their non-quesadillas. That's quesadillas made with non-bread. And if you get out there and tell them that you listen to ESPN 97.5, they're going to give you 20% off of the non-quesadillas to get you started on an outstanding meal. They've got lunch specials. They've got dinner specials, a full-service bar, TVs to watch games. And the best thing, if you don't want to leave the house but you still want some delicious food from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, you can have it delivered to your door via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. 1901 Taft in Midtown on Facebook. Look them up at CNI713. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. I won't.
won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to be up. Got the police busting at me. But you can't do nothing to us.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects. Jack, you are right. It was the Big Bang Theory, not That 70s Show. So let me correct myself there. Appreciate you chiming in there.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble on Twitter?
I just said the wrong thing. So I appreciate them. Yes. He didn't do it in a harmful way or a negative
okay.
way. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, he was definitely featured quite a bit on The Simpsons and Big Bang Theory, I believe.
I know that what's his name that's from here, it's Daryl Morey's buddy, was in one scene that they kept showing this morning. He's a big Rockets fan from Big Bang Theory.
Fred's Dark Side tweeted us and said, I highly recommend you guys watch The Theory of Everything. I've seen it.
Have you?
Good movie.
Oh, yeah. The guy that played Stephen Hawking got an Academy Award, I believe.
Yeah, really good movie.
What, Sheldon, the guy who plays Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory?
Uh-huh.
He's from here.
He is from here.
Yes, he's a huge Rockets fan.
Yes.
They keep showing that scene on The Big Bang Theory when he was talking to Stephen.
Yeah, he made several, he was included in the show. I shouldn't say he made several appearances, but there are several references to Stephen Hawking throughout several seasons of The Big Bang Theory. Okay, I'm going to give this guy one quick mention, but I'm not going to entertain it. Mm-hmm. There's a troll account out there called Fire Brian Gain. That's just silly. And it's not even...
Already?
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
This is how you know it's a troll account, because he ends his tweet with... Gain is so pathetic with his small hands. Like, that's not even, like, you guys have to do better than that. I know you can do better than that. Really.
That's just, yeah, that is definitely
come on.
A troll. That's
come
stupid.
On, Twitter, step it up. You can be better than that. I know you can. You've got it in you guys. You've got all day to think of this stuff.
Now, when we were talking about the dog on the airplane story,
uh-huh.
Lenny corrects me and says that, I don't even know what I said, but said that his wife works for Continental and now works for United. It's why we're here. United was almost bankrupt when they merged. It's the other way around. I don't care. They joined forces. Yeah. We all know this. Ever since they joined forces, they've sucked. And I can tell you, because I see people on Twitter almost weekly putting out miserable horror stories of things that happened to them when they were flying. Not to mention the guy that got into it with the older guy. They got Continental United employee last year that yeah. was all over the news and pushed the guy down that's like 70 years old in the middle of the terminal. And
there's been a lot. And
a lot
if you
stuff.
Look at their record on like on-time flights, they're one of the, if not the worst in the industry. They're one of.
The Asian doctor in Chicago that yeah. got
was that
dragged
United?
Off
I thought
the
that
plane.
Was Delta.
No, I'm pretty sure. He settled out of court for
really?
A large sum of money, but I'm almost positive that was another United.
Oh, we got to look that up.
And if I'm right, I'll tweet all of you to let you know.
Doctor dragged off United plane, has
Joey,
broken
thank you.
Nose.
Jim Parsons is Sheldon. Yes, Jim,
yes
Parsons,
Jim Parsons,
who's from here. And mm-hmm. Daryl Morey loves him.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Him and Manny.
Oh, Manny's from here as well, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if he's from here or not. He's a Rockets fan, so that means Daryl's a fan of theirs.
Any chance that the Texans could land the Honey Badger or Jordy Nelson? Jordy Nelson, probably not, no. They would do worse. They could do worse than what than the Honey Badger,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, the Honey Badger played at LSU, so if he wants to go close to where he went to college, come on down.
Yeah. Jordy Nelson, I don't think they're looking to add a receiver right now. I think that they've
Although
got
we
other
both
holes.
Said they could use one.
Sure, you could, but I mean, and Jordy Nelson would be great. You line him up in the slot, you send Will Fuller deep, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, let that. You could do a lot worse than having that three as your receiving core. But I just don't think that that's a priority for them right now. And especially the amount of money they would have to spend, I think that they still need to try to get some help on that offensive line. They could still add some guys in the secondary. Jordy Nelson's not a guy that they are going to be looking at.
Jordy Nelson wants to go to a team that's going to compete for a Super Bowl
yeah.
next year, this coming year.
Texans, I hate to be the guy. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Texans aren't competing for a Super Bowl next year.
That's what I was going to say, because
now
happening. People are going to be upset about it.
Whatever.
That,
be mad. It's the truth. I mean, what are the odds that I'm sure Super Bowl odds are out. I guarantee you the Texans aren't in the top, 12, 15, you think?
I would say, I mean, there's a big question mark about quarterback. Is he going to be ready to play?
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Worse than that, huh?
No.
Or better than that?
Yeah. What is this? Is this a paywall? Oh, they're mad because I'm running an ad blocker. I swear. I hate this. Like, you can't do you, if you use Google Chrome, there's this add-in called ad blocker that'll block most of the ads, hence the name, that exist on. But now websites have gotten hip to that, so they detect that you're running ad blocker, and then they won't show you anything until you disable it. And the one of the worst is Forbes. Forbes is just the biggest junk site ever, so I just don't go to Forbes for any of my links. But this the Denver Post is.
When Nick's breaking down his financials, he hits Forbes.
All right, I stand corrected.
Not much to break down, sir.
Bovada's Super Bowl odds as of March 13.
So, pretty recently.
Yeah, yesterday.
Let it fly. That's what all I mean.
Right. Patriots are 5-1.
Yeah.
Eagles at second is 17-2.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers are third.
Attaboy.
At 11-1.
All right.
Tied with the Steelers.
Okay.
At 11-1. The Vikings, this surprised me. I thought the Vikings would have been a little bit higher, maybe.
Dalvin Cook is quarterback.
Ahead of the Packers and Steelers. Vikings are 12-1.
Dalvin Cook.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, already?
Checking in at 14-1.
Man.
That's sixth on this list. Seventh, the New Orleans Saints at 15-1.
Okay.
Eighth, the Los Angeles Rams at 16-1. Uh-huh. Ninth, Atlanta Falcons. 18-1.
A lot of NFC teams in that pack.
10th, the Jacksonville Jags at 22-1, tied with the Oakland Raiders at 22-1.
And the Texans.
And the Houston Texans at 22-1.
So top what?
Top 12, top 11. Wow. They're tied for 11th. Or no, actually, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I would say you had to be in the top 5 to be a Jordy pick.
Yeah, you're tied for 11th.
And like I said, nothing would be more painful than to watch him join the Seahawks or the Cowboys.
I wouldn't have guessed top 11. I just went, but 22-1.
I'm with you.
22-1 kind of tells you.
You've got question marks about JJ and Deshaun Watson.
I'm puzzled by two things. That the fact that I fully expected the Niners to be better, but 14-1 and.
Yeah, that's a pretty quick jump.
What did they know about Jimmy Garoppolo that we don't know?
Oh, he's good.
Well, in the all good? The other additions, yeah, I don't know about
he's
that.
He's good. I don't know how he's going to do in the playoffs.
But the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars, with all the moves that they've made, they just got their offensive line.
Another offensive
I don't know
line.
How, but their running game is going to be better than it was last year. I don't even know how that's possible. They're going to run the ball better than they did last year, which was their bread and butter.
Their receivers are better coached than any team in the league.
They're tied with the Texans. There's no way you could convince me that the Texans and the Jags.
I don't think so.
Are right equals in, as far as their. Opportunity to win
if
the Super Bowl.
If I know Deshaun Watson's healthy and will be healthy for the full year, I'm even saying then, that they're going to score a ton of points. I can see him getting close. I still don't think they're at Jacksonville's level because of there's no question marks on their defense, and their defense is fantastic.
What was their record with Deshaun Watson?
Well, it's his rookie year. But I'm
what
talking
was
about
their record? On the field, what's his record? 3-3?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But they were averaging like 30-some points a game, too. That's going to win you a lot of games.
So the question is, are people overhyping what Deshaun Watson can do? Or are they
coming off a major knee injury?
Are they dinging the Jags for having not gotten better at quarterback? It's got to be one of those two.
I think it's a combo platter. I think that there's still uncertainty about Deshaun Watson. And like you said, even though he was great, the record wasn't in his first year. So there's uncertainty there. And then there's uncertainty because of the fact that the Jags didn't do what everybody expected them to do and go out and get a different quarterback. They stuck with a guy that is mediocre at best.
Man, their defense is good. Jacksonville's defense good. Is way better than way better than the Texans.
I'll tell you what, those two cars.
Now, if you get a healthy J.J. Watt, there's a lot of ifs. There's not a lot of ifs when it comes to the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of ifs on the Texans on both sides of the ball.
Uncertainty on both sides of the ball, without question.
I just, the fact that the Texans have as good of a shot at the Super Bowl as the Jags and Raiders, and a better shot than teams like the Seahawks and the Chiefs.
Well, Seahawks, I think, are taking a
blows my mind.
Taking a plunge.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to move on. We've got 2 hours in the books. We've got 1 hour left of the big show, 60 minutes on the clock, and plenty more to get to. Justin Verlander looking to get his pitch count up. Wasn't looking to get a few fastballs up, but he didn't have a great outing today. But he's not worried about it, so you shouldn't be either. We'll update you on that coming out of the break, as well as continue to implement you into the show. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the final hour. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.